Okay, now we go to the practical method. How is the procedure implemented in practice? So there are two steps. The first step is that of obtaining the ratios of the partition function. And in order to compute these ratios, the standard procedure is the following. You have the runs at the different beta i's. So you first use the runs and the standard weighting method we have discussed in the last lecture to compute the ratios of the partition function zi divided by zi minus 1. We imagine that all runs are such that the distributions between beta I and beta I minus 1, they overlap, and this is of course a requirement, otherwise the method does not work. So for neighboring values of the temperature, we are able to compute the ratios zi over zi minus 1. Maybe it's not very precise, but it's not very relevant at this stage. So once we have computed all these ratios, so z1 divided by z2, z2 divided by z3, z3 divided by z4, and so on, once we have all these numbers, of course, we know all the different partition function ratios. So this is our starting value of a minimization procedure in which we minimize the sum over k of fk minus 1 squared. This is usually easy because we have very good, reasonably good starting points that have been obtained using the reweighting method. Maybe it's not very precise, but at least they are in the correct range. Then we use any minimization method, which works here, and this allows us to compute the partition function ratios. This is usually a very robust method, which gives you the result in a very limited amount of computer time. Once you have that, at that point, you can compute average values and ratios of partition functions for any beta in the relevant temperature interval. Up to now, we have discussed the method for discrete systems, but we want to apply it also for continuous systems. And essentially, what we want to avoid here is the use of the variable capital N, which counts the number of times we have visited a given value of the energy. And so the idea is the following, is to replace this quantity with sum over the state. So we give here an example. So for instance, take the consistency equation. We write the consistency equation in the following form. Fk is the sum over E, the sum over I, capital N I of E, of a quantity S of E, where S of E contains beta k, beta j, and the ratios of the partition function. The quantity which is a problematic for a continuous system is capital N I of E. So what we do is this observation that instead of using this expression, we can rewrite in an equally good formula, which is the formula 7, in which we do not count, we do not use the number NIE, but instead we sum over all energy values that have been observed in the Monte Carlo simulation. Of course, if EI alpha has been observed NI times, we will just add NI times the same quantity. So for a discrete system, this, of course, is more CPU time intensive. It requires more computation. But for a continuous system, we don't need, at this stage, to have this NIE. In the expression 7, the expression 7 works also for a continuous system, as long as we use the energy values that we have observed in our simulation. So the idea is just to replace the sums over the energies with sums over the results of the Monte Carlo simulation, and of course eliminating the quantity Ni of E in all formula. So the idea is you replace sums over the energy with sums over the observed values of the energy in the Monte Carlo simulations, and you don't put this factor ni of e in the result. So this is the formula that we use whenever we have continuous systems. Up to now, the system works only for ratios of partition function, and it's only useful to compute average values of the energy. For instance, it's good if you want to compute the specific heat. But in many cases, we want to compute also other quantities, and the method works exactly in the same way. You have only to replace joint histogram with respect to the energy and any other different observable. So for instance, imagine that one wants to compute average values of an observable A. So we repeat the argument using H of E0 A0, which is the combined probability to observe E0 and A0. The estimator is now ni of E0 A0 divided by small ni. We consider the density of states, rho E0 A0, which is nothing but the number of states that have a given value of the energy and for which the observable takes the value A0. We repeat the steps as before, and then we obtained a density, a combined density, which has exactly the same expression that we obtained the case in which we are only interested in computing the energy. Of course, it depends only on the ratio of partition function. In practice, that we assume we have already computed. You compute always with the same methods using the FKs. So once a row of EA is known, divided by some partition function, you can compute average values of both energy and A at the same time. So the technique is exactly the same. So there is little, you should do little changes to the final formula, but essentially it works for any observable A. You can compute average values of the energy, but also of any quantity A.